Welcome, everyone. This is the Ed School Green Team meeting. We meet monthly on the third Thursdays of each month at this time. For now, we may switch those times later, but thank you for joining us. And you must be, are you Ula, is that right?
Yes, hi.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I'm Anne and this is Eric. We'll get into introductions in just a moment. Let me just pull up the slide so I can just show you guys what the agenda will be roughly. Cool. So pretty straightforward today. This is generally the structure that we have. We'll do like intros and announcements, a little bit of a debrief on whatever you all have going on and what we've worked on since the last month, and then go over what's coming up next, especially as we head towards Earth Day on April 22nd in April. So here are intro questions. What's your name? What do you do here at the Ed School? And what are you most looking forward to over the next month? And I will stop the screen share so we can see each other a little bit better. Excuse me, sorry, I was not doing that right. There we go, sorry. So I'll go first. My name's Anne. I'm the sustainability coordinator and I work with both operations at the Graduate School of Education and also with the Office for Sustainability, which is like a university-wide office. And there's a bunch of people like me kind of spread out at the schools across the university. And I've been in that role for a little while. And I think coming up over the next month, I'm excited for Earth Day. I think it's gonna be a little different than last year. Like this is of course our second year where it's like pretty much virtual, but I just think it's good. Like people are, I'm excited about where we are and the project we have coming up. So I'll tell you more about that later.
I'll go next. I'm Eric, I work in the doctoral programs office. And I guess I'm excited not only for the warm weather, but just this is a really sort of pivotal time for a lot of the doctoral students. So their major milestones are being completed and dissertations are being defended. So it's always an exciting sort of high leverage moment in the doctoral community. So it's exciting to see so many people achieve this goal that they've been working on for a long time. And we get the nice weather as a cherry on top of our sundae. So that's what I'll have to say.
Yeah, hi, nice to meet you. Yeah, I had on my list, like I have to connect with the green team and then I noticed there is the meeting coming. So I thought maybe this would be a good way to get in touch with you. So I'm studying at the TIE program, the master's. So finishing very soon, hopefully. And I'm actually working on a project at Harvard Kennedy School in Arctic Initiative. Currently, that is like part of my internship, and that's like I'm creating a new learning environment for climate change education. And I was thinking like through that project, I would need to find other people who are working in this field and maybe innovate together if there are some ways how students could be engaged in this project, maybe testing the environment. The topic would be glaciers, and we are now. I'm like designing what all we will include there, and what kind of content and what would be cool and useful. So that's why that's like the point to meet you. I hope that's we can.
Great. I'm so glad you were able to join us. Thank you. Cool. Well, maybe we can come back to your project in a minute too, just so you can fill us in more, and we'll figure out other ways that we can work together. Cool. All right. Oops, sorry about this. Let me just share my screen one more time. Sorry, guys. So I will just give you a few announcements that I've got in terms of what's going on kind of at the Ed School somewhat and generally university-wide. Usually we would be celebrating on March 22nd World Water Day, which is something that the UN promotes a lot. We do typically like in-person activities at Guttman Library. Obviously that's not happening again this year, and that's okay there, but there is activity online. I've seen things going on even with especially like the undergraduates at Harvard College. They have some events they're promoting around that, so just something to be aware of that it's out there. Kind of tune into anything you hear about that if you're interested. One thing I'm very excited about is we have this year we have I think four sustainability fellows who are current students that are pursuing their own independent sustainability projects over the course of the year. And one of them is David Liebman, who is in the school leadership program, and he'll be presenting in just a couple of weeks on Thursday, April 1st at noon about the intersection of disability and climate change. So it should be a really interesting conversation. I think it's gonna be just about a half an hour long. It'll be pretty short, but he's been speaking with a bunch of different people about it. It's somewhat of a new topic. And so he's hoping kind of that it'll be a chance to probably raise more questions than provide answers, but it's just gonna be kind of interesting and new. So if you have time to join that, or you know someone who might be interested, certainly pass the word along about that. Oh, and I may actually, I'll email the whole Green Team listserv, kind of our group of supporters, with details about it next week in case you wanna share it out with anyone else that would be interested. The week after that, we've got, there's gonna be a student climate change conference at Harvard on Thursday, April 8th in the evening Eastern time, which is similar to something they had done in the fall. So that should be good. I have links to all of this below, which I will share out after the meeting and also be posted on the operations website. So for those of you who are interested. And then Earth Day itself is Thursday, April 22nd. It's gonna be the 51st Earth Day. There's stuff going on kind of globally that you can find out about at earthday.org, but we'll have plenty going on at Harvard specifically too. So stay tuned, of course, to green.harvard.edu/events for updates on that. And I will be telling you more shortly about the Sustainability Pledge project that I've been working on with a coworker named Camila Alves about that. So. And one other student project here that is going on, a recent alum actually, is Jingjin Bao had joined us at our February meeting, I believe, January, February. And so she's getting ready to start this nonprofit called Subject to Climate. She has asked if anybody has time to take, you know, I think it's at most 5 minutes to put your thoughts into the survey they've put together in terms of climate change material for K-12 educators. So that link is here in the slides, which I'll share out and will also be posted online. But that's another potential collaboration. It sounds like a little bit of overlap potentially with the LS project. So to come back, I wanted to go back to hear a little bit more about your project, Ula, and if there's anything else, Eric, you wanna share. I just wanted to spend some time here hearing from you guys about what you've been working on, progress you're making, and how we as the Green Team may be able to support that. So just to explain too, the Green Team has, it's one distinction I've realized is helpful to make is like in terms of active members, there's usually about like 5 to 8 active members that are really involved with some of these regular meetings, but we have over 240 people signed up to get those emails on the listserv. So that group is kind of a nice group to have access to. But just two things to keep in mind actually is you're thinking about like how to connect and how to work together. So if you have any more, ideas about what we might be able to do to learn more about your project, Ula, or possibly, you know, contribute anything you have in mind.
Oh yeah, well, maybe I can go first. Maybe I could first tell a bit more about this project and I definitely would be super interested in hearing like your ideas and how you might probably, how we might be able to help or how this project might help you or someone else. That's also like both ways. So first of all, I started like in the beginning of this spring working with this professor Hadla Grund-Logadottir, who is leading this Arctic initiative. I don't know if you have been in contact before, but anyway, so she's teaching this course called Policy and Social Innovations for the Changing Arctic, which is taught in Kennedy School, which I also joined like last fall. And that's why I got to know her and all this. And I had my own climate change innovation for education that I presented there and in the Arctic Innovation Lab. And then after that, I got to continue my project and like this idea further. And now the idea is in the point where I'm actually changing her course materials. So redesigning them for this course, and she has already like so cool materials, like videos that she has taken in the glaciers in Iceland. She's from there, And now the idea is like to make this kind of like more immersive environment where we will put all this multimedia and make like a learning experience where students can explore themselves this topic better first, and maybe that could be even, she's thinking like that can be a more wider material that can be used in like in the other courses, because sometimes other professors ask from her some material, what can I use in my courses that would be about climate change, so then she could just send a link and hey, you should try this. So that's like the project, and now we have chosen the like topic and the key ideas, which is like what can glaciers tell us about the past, and like so that students would more feel like, okay, what is this, why is this problematic, and so on. And yeah, this is so interesting, and this is like the first step, I guess, from the bigger change, and we got excited to explore also, besides this actual project where now we are doing the environment, we are now exploring the field. So I met a bunch of people in this field, like, okay, what are other universities doing in climate change education? And I read this new study, probably you know about it, from Professor Reimers about the climate change and education. And for example, from there, actually, I found this, what they did in HACSI, and Annie Nam probably have been in maybe collaborating with you, I don't know. But anyway, I was contact with her and she recommended to be in contact with you. And
oh, nice. Yeah, so last year she was leading the student organization. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Education for Global Earth, is that right? It was like, I have the name somewhere. I'm not remembering it off the top of my head, but that's great that you guys are in touch. Okay.
Yeah. We met and that was great. And so then we are now also like writing a bit more about like, you know, how what kind of new, like I'm a student for educational technology. So what kind of new technologies might be most relevant for climate change education, and how can we transform this topic for the university level a bit, and what kind of new cool things are people doing? So I'm also writing a paper that should be finished this spring. So there are a lot of things to do now, and I know there's this climate change conference coming from your part, and I was like, oh, that sounds so interesting, and because we are also planning there could be maybe some webinar or some panel discussion like in May about climate change education. So I was, yeah, in my mind I was thinking like, okay, when I finish like the first draft of this environment, I would be super happy to include a lot of students to test that and give comments, because one learning from this paper, this study was like this approach, like student and faculty participation and like student initiative. So I would love to have some interested students involved and testing and giving feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, maybe also this webinar could be something that could be thought like okay, if there is like this panel discussion, would there be somebody interested in this topic that would like to join probably, and yeah, maybe that's in my mind. But also other things like, yeah, and the third thing, if you have seen some really cool projects somewhere that we could refer to, okay, as a great examples of university, mm-hmm, level climate change education, I would love to hear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So for example, MIT has this like this simulation that they are developing this, and yeah, examples.
This is really, so your focus is higher education, correct?
Yeah, like this specific, mm-hmm, course actually. At the Kennedy School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
But for wider usage, why not? Like,
yeah, I can send you some ideas and we can definitely include like a note in the links or maybe even in that newsletter that everybody gets every month from Jason Carlson, the chief of operations at the Ed School. I can put a blurb in there saying like, hey, if you have any thoughts you want to share with Ula, this is how to reach her. You know, I can be in touch with you about a little blurb to include that way.
Just, oh, that would be so cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, maybe maybe we can, if like you mentioned, there are a lot of students in this list.
So
we can like send a link like to the environment and the survey. Hey, please give feedback.
Definitely, absolutely.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. And this is just to clarify, so this is building off of work you had done before starting the TIE program too, or no?
No. This is like I went to this course and then I continued last fall, collaborate with this professor and now we are in this point where we got this idea like, hey, and you know, I'm doing an internship for her. It needs to be about educational technology. So this is precisely like,
so cool.
What could be cooler thing to do?
What was the professor's name again?
Adla Grundlagadottir. I can write that in.
Oh, sure. That'd be great. Oh, neat. Okay. All right. Oh, cool. That's the first I'm hearing about it. That's so cool. All right. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, they are doing this in Arctic Initiative. I think that is very interesting research group who are like investigating how is the climate change affecting the Arctic life.
Well, this is amazing because I mean, really, at the end of the day, like the main mission I feel like of the university's Office for Sustainability is this treating the campus like a living lab. So trying to kind of build that connection between any kind of research that's going on and then using it, you know, like using our community and institution as like the test bed for it. So this is awesome.
Oh.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you. So yeah, keep like, feel free to share a blurb or anything you have with us in writing that I can send out to other people. I can be in touch with you separately about that, but that's good. It's really good.
How often are you, by the way, sending the newsletters? Like, are you sending
the
once emails, a month?
Like, it's like once every week or every 2 weeks these days. The ones that go out to the entire ed school community, which is all staff, faculty, and students, is once a month. And I'm definitely happy to include that because like anything we can highlight that is something one of us in the, within, you know, the ed school specific community is working on is the definitely the primary priority over anything else, even elsewhere at the university. So that's great.
Cool. I guess I have your email in from,
yeah,
from messages. Like,
and I can email you.
Join the list. So yeah, but hey, cool. Yeah, sounds brilliant.
That's so cool. Very cool. All right, Eric, did you have any questions about this project or no?
No, it sounds amazing though. So, and anytime we can connect more people, you know, with at the ed school or just across the campus in general, it's always fantastic to collaborate like that. So, I was laughing because I was like, oh, I was like, I wonder if this is for like K through 12, because I know we have a lot of people who are trying to figure out like K through 12, you know, science education and climate change education. So, but this is awesome. I mean, teach the teachers and they, it eventually trickles down.
Yes.
So, sounds like a great idea.
This is great. And I think there is like, from everything I have to say, between like working with Annie Nam, who was a student last year, and just a variety of students over the last 5 years, I feel like there is this need to kind of start to build a community of current students and alumni around this. I mean, there's an alumni group for the entire university around climate, but it could be interesting. I'm thinking about welcome. Hi, Bobo. I'm thinking about reaching out to probably like alumni affairs or something at the ed school and trying to figure out a way to, for all of us to continue to work together, just because it's like, we should be able to really draw off of what each of us is learning and building and kind of strengthen our ideas through working together. So this is good. Cool. Thank you so much for joining us, Bobo. Do you mind telling us what you do at the ed school and if there's anything new in your life in terms of sustainability? We were just hearing from Ula about a cool project she's working on that's around climate education for at that grad level. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, sorry for chiming in late. I was in another meeting. So hi, I'm Bo Yu. I'm an international student from China and I'm a current graduate student at Huxi. My track is arts in education, but sustainability is what I really want to educate through arts education. So yeah, that's like, and also like my current work is all about promoting sustainability through creative projects.
Wow.
Because I felt like from my own experience as an arts educator, I know how people can be activated and in learning something that maybe, you know, like they naturally just don't very interested in. So in terms of what I do, I do have like I'm the leader of an NGO, and it's wow. It's about teaching things related to health and sustainability through creativity education.
Okay.
Health, sustainability, and creativity are just so neglected by K-12 schools because things are so hard to teach. They're so interdisciplinary and cannot be measured by standard tests. Mm-hmm. And also, like, teachers are not to train. Our teacher, like the teacher's PD, is not trained to teach those things. So you cannot expect schools to, you know, implement those courses. And I'm happy to learn more, and especially to, because I feel like in order to promote awareness, we just really need to collaborate. So I have a network of scientists and artists who are working together to create education materials related to sustainability and health. And I personally, I have a lot of connections with international schools all over the world. So our works are all in English so far, but we are also thinking about translating to Chinese and Spanish. It's just like three major languages. What I learned from my own project is to promote sustainability, you really, really need channels. Like you can create a lot of education materials that makes you feel good. You know, it's like very self-satisfying. It's like, yeah, I'm doing important stuff. But if those materials don't consumed by your target audience, it doesn't, it's not education. You have to make sure it makes actual impact, and you have to measure the effectiveness of your education materials. So, so what I really, what I'm really trying to do is to create channels for sustainability educators and sustainability messages to reach actual students. This requires collaboration with schools, because schools will help us mandate those education materials and messages to students. Happy to, I feel like what I can contribute is channels.
Okay.
To like for your important messages and work to be really make an impact on actual people, because I feel like that is just the hardest part. There are just like tons of great sustainability related courses, but why so little, like so few views? It makes me angry. That's like no one is really, you know, like working on connecting the final link. So yeah, that's my organization is trying to do.
So in terms of like, there's the content is out there, but it's a matter of amplifying it, right? Like getting it to the people that need it. And
right, the channel. Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hi, Bobo. Nice to meet you. I think we didn't meet yet. I'm also a net student, but in TIE program.
Wow.
Currently. So I would like to ask, like you mentioned you are working on a nonprofit organization, right?
Yeah.
So do you have some link that we could check? Like,
sure.
I would be interested in knowing more.
Yeah, if you want to throw it in the chat or email me afterwards, whatever's easiest, and then I'll make sure to send it out with the notes from the meeting here. Oh, great. Eco Young. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So actually, I used to be an arts educator. But like, so this organization is still quite new. We started from last December, but we are growing very, very rapidly. So I feel like we are bringing together scientists and artists who wants to promote sustainability. And we provide channels for their creative education materials.
That's great. I like your emphasis on how it needs to be interdisciplinary too. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy to answer any questions, but sorry, I've been talking.
Yeah, well, and one thing I mentioned to Ula, so Eric and I are not current students, at least we're staff members. Eric is the doctoral program's academic coordinator, and I work with operations on sustainability. But I help, one thing I do is I put together those newsletters that go out to the whole community once a month. And so if you have like a little blurb I was saying the same to Ulla, that you would like to go out to everybody. So it goes out to all staff, students, and faculty at the Ed School, just about the work that you're doing and ways that we can contribute or be in touch. That's great. Like, I'd love to be able to kind of share that out, because
great.
I'm realizing, like, the more I hear from people like you too, that I think we have to start to create like a more formal structure for people to be in touch around climate education in particular, or sustainability education. But until that's in place, we can at least just start to, you know, like, make sure that everyone knows about your work. And so kind of informally people can be in touch about that, hopefully get it started that way. And then the goal for me kind of in the not so distant future would be to have a network of alumni and current students that are focused on this stuff, so that we could be in touch specifically about continuing that work and strengthening each other's work. So.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I feel like there's a real need for that, because there's so much going on. There's a lot of environmental resources, sustainability resources in general at the university, but I feel like, of course, it's going to fall on us as the School of Education to shine the light really on where the role that education plays in all of it. So that's TBD, but we'll see. We can go to the dean's office. If you have ideas too, certainly don't hold them back. Like, I definitely encourage you as current students to bring any thoughts you have on that, on like structures you'd like to see in place at the Ed School, to Dean Long's office or anyone else you feel like is appropriate, just because it always, your voice as students is very powerful. So it doesn't hurt to bring it up, but if you have suggestions too on like what you'd like to see in place for it as at like our graduate school of education, let me know for sure. And I can try to get to work on that.
Amazing.
So I will pull up my slides one more time. I'll tell you guys just a little bit in the time we've got remaining about, I'll show you one more time the events going on this month, just for you, Bobo, so you can take one quick look. Again, I'll be sharing these slides. They'll be posted on the operations website, and I'll send them out over that listserv too, that goes to all the Green Team supporters. So it's a glimpse of what we've got going on here. Right, I will fill you guys in real quick about the Sustainability Fellows projects, and then tell you what's coming up next here with the Sustainability Pledge. So the Sustainability Fellows there are three projects going on right now led by four students. There are two students working on one. So one is focused on disability and climate change. Another student is focused on kind of maximizing contact with nature in the same way you measure like screen time, which I think is really interesting. So she's working on that. Her name is Stacey Jason. The guy working on climate and change and disability is David Liebman. And then Chanita Coulter and Jodi Ann Francis are working on what's looking like it's going to be probably like a PhD student panel discussion of diversity, inclusion, and belonging and sustainability. So those are in the works. David's is the one that's the most fleshed out. He has up on April 1st. But it's been fun. That's a program that kind of came out of the Green Team, actually. Like, we were just like, oh, it'd be fun to have like a platform where people can explore projects on their own. And it ended up appealing most to students. So now it's become a student program. So all four of those people are current students, and we'll keep that going and like keep trying to improve that too. I'm starting to think about like needing to evaluate that program at the end of the semester to get input from the current fellows so we can strengthen it for next year. But it's been good. At the university level, there's a group called the Council of Student Sustainability Leaders, CSSL. And that it's like our structure for the Sustainability Fellows is kind of built off of that. So it's meant to be like just a container for people to pursue their own projects that tie into some of what's going on in general at the university. So what's coming up for Earth Day this year as we continue to get by virtually with everything is I'm working with my counterpart over at the School of Public Health on the Longwood campus, Camila Alves. She and I have been working on reviving something that existed at Harvard like literally 10 years ago called the Harvard Sustainability Pledge, which at the time was like, turn off the lights when you leave the room. And it was basic as things were 10 years ago. And so it'll still have a little bit of that component of like individual actions that people can take. But this year we're gonna have 3 days, three actions built off of the UN campaign called Act Now. The first day will be a focus on like an individual action that you can take The second day will be collective, getting a conversation started about what you'd like to see happen next. And then the third day, Earth Day itself, which is Thursday, April 22nd, is going to be the great global cleanup. So we'll encourage people, if they're in a safe environment, to go out and spend the time, you know, 10 minutes or whatever they can kind of afford on a weekday, a school day, to go pick up their immediate neighborhood. So I'll have more details on that. She and I are just still working through kind of the writing, but I'll be definitely sending that out to the Green Team leaders, Green Team listserv. So stay tuned to that. And if you want to help spread the word about it, it'd be great, but it'll pretty much just be like email prompts that encourage people to get involved, and then social media tags too. So anyone wants to post what they're up to, they can do that. It should be fun. And Act Now is worth checking out. It's one of the more recent. The UN has, like, on their website around climate, they've got probably 4 or 5 different campaigns they've run in the last few years, but Act Now is recent enough that it takes the pandemic into account, which I like. So it kind of acknowledges that we're living in a unique moment where we really need to act now. And it is very comprehensive. So that's worth checking out by itself, but stay tuned to the listserv about more of that. My main questions for you, those of you here in the meeting, but even people that may be listening later, is just to see if you may be interested in participating in the campaign and if you can help spread the word. And if so, like through which channels, which comes back to Bobo's point, except for in this case, very Harvard and Ed School specific. So actually that's one question I want to ask you while we're all together. What do you guys think are the most effective channels for kind of getting the word out to the student body and or staff and faculty in this moment while we're all working remotely and studying remotely? Any thoughts, if you have them? I've got a few. There's the OSA, Office of Student Affairs has their weekly newsletter. There's certainly all the social media channels that we have with Green Harvard and the monthly emails that Jason Carlson sends out. There's kind of the ones that I know, but I'm just wondering if you guys have other things too that you check regularly and where you would be looking for updates around Earth Day, anything else?
Yeah, I guess I'm always reading the emails. Like, it's very easy when you have your calendar there and you are reading, like, I'm checking the OSA, newsletter, because that's easy way to gather the information and put to your calendar directly. So that's definitely something where I'm getting information about the events.
Right.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I personally prefer email because I felt like among all the the portals, email is always the priority. I also check Slacks, but it's like more up to chance, you know, like I don't check it very regularly, but I know like there are people who are very active, on Slack. So definitely try that as well.
Is that's organized by concentration or no? Like for each master's program?
We have like a main channel for Huxley. Okay. And every concentration has its own channel as well.
Okay. Good to know. I didn't know that. See, I learned something.
Well, I think that's like some students founded the Slack channels. So before we were like starting, we even started the studies. So I guess that's not like officially official channel, but still a useful channel.
Good to know. Yeah. It always really just matters like what people are actually using. So cool. Do you either of you use the Hub? We've brought this up in past meetings and kind of a dead end for us because as staff, like, we don't really have access to it. Okay, cool.
Not so much.
Your go-to place, then we would need to figure it out. But as long as it's not, okay. Good to know. All right, cool. And email is helpful. I mean, everyone has to deal. I don't know about you guys, but I certainly feel like these days it's a lot about kind of protecting your time and attention a little bit from total overwhelm. So we'll be careful with the messaging and clear, but email is good to know that it's still good. Okay, cool. Is there anything else any of you know about that's going on in April, especially around Earth Day, that you're excited about, especially including like related to education specifically?
Does it need to be within the context of Harvard? Or?
No, even if it's beyond, but just, you know, that you think other people as educators at the Ed School may be interested in knowing about?
Yeah, so actually I like the previous meeting I went, I was talking with a bunch of scholars from CUNY, so City University of New York.
Cool.
They have a bunch of scholars in environmental science and geography and also sustainability education. They are, they are scholars that are collaborating with my NGO, but what they're talking about is what kind of education projects to introduce to the young people who are interested in getting to know more about sustainability, and they want to make it a theme on Thursday. So I don't know if you guys are interested in connected, because they have a lot of projects going on, for example, like projects like promoting innovation. Oh, new friends.
Stacey's one of our sustainability fellows. I'm glad she's jumping on. Sorry, I didn't try.
Cool. Yeah. For example, like they're thinking about promoting awareness of how to use design thinking to solve sustainability problem. For example, like vertical farming is an example of design thinking. But a lot of young people, they just never heard of this. So they are trying to increase visibility of creative solutions to sustainable problems. I think if any of you guys are interested in collaborating with them, I'm happy to connect. But that's that's that I can think of at this point.
That's great.
This is sharing something
about
Sorry, I was just asking, like, would you mind sharing something about the climate conference? Because I would like to find out a bit more. So what's in there? I don't know if I can join because I'm from Finland. It's midnight here when you have the conference. So, but anyway, like just out of curiosity, and if there is some links to this project that could be used, maybe.
You mean the student one, the Harvard student conference?
Yeah, yes. The one that was in the.
Yep. Let me pull it up. It should be on our website. Here it is. It's the last one. So if you go to green.harvard.edu, we have a bunch of, the format's a little bit. I'll just send the link. I'll put this in the chat and then be sure to include it too. So that covers a little bit more of the specifics. It seems pretty very much US focused, but we'll see. I would encourage anyone that's interested to go, because it should be a really interesting conversation. It's going to be between people from all across the university. So this is making me realize, by the way, do you feel like it would be helpful to do like a coffee break where it would just be, there would be no agenda. It would just be like, if you're interested in looking to connect with like-minded people that are also interested in climate and the environment and sustainability, I could set that up in the next month. Could be helpful, right? Okay, I think I'll do that. Yeah, just as a coffee break. I wouldn't do any speaking. It would just be for you and anybody else that's interested to connect and kind of share what you're thinking about and see if there's any overlap. So, okay, cool. All right, well, we're nearly out of time. I'm gonna turn off the recording in just a moment, but good to see you guys. This has been recorded just for those of, our peers and everything that are not able to join at this time. We want to make it as available as possible. But I'll turn off the recording and then we can just chat if you have a moment for just a couple minutes just to get to know each other a little bit better. All right. Thank you guys for joining us.